called people to faith in Christ.
I remember that.
He gave the gospel invitation. And as you remember, I'm sure, sometimes he would literally cry his way through those altar calls. And remember, those who were coming to the Long Beach Municipal Auditorium, that live Sunday afternoon broadcast, a lot of them were sailors and other military men who were about to be shipped out to the Pacific Theater of the Second World War. A lot of them never came back, but on their way out there, they came to faith in Christ at the old-fashioned revival hour. And so God bless the memory of Charles E. Fuller.
Well, you've got Hudson Taylor, you've got Dawson Trotman. There's so many others here that we could talk about, but I kind of want to finish up with a man who lived until 2003, passed away in 2003, and he and his wife, Vonette, had actually signed over their lives, actually renouncing control of everything and writing formal contracts to become slaves of Christ. Dr. Bill Bright.
Yes.
I knew Bill, an incredible guy.
Absolutely, and I, too, had the privilege of meeting him on a couple of occasions. No one in my lifetime has just given of himself, pouring out his life for the gospel, as did Bill Bright. And in the final days of his life, when he was literally struggling for every breath, sometimes he would go literally from the oxygen tank to the studio to tape one more session, back to the oxygen tank. Vonette said that at the end of his life, he was involved in some 80 projects. And here's a man who was 77 years old, involved in some 80 projects when he died to get the gospel out and to disciple believers. What a great testimony.
Well,
talk
just
about
3 years,
dying with your boots on. He certainly did.
Well, yeah, just 3 years before he died, when he was under that tremendous burden, he endorsed my my book, Renewing the Soul of America. It's right on the front cover. And the guy, you know, he was going to fill up every minute of his time with advancing the kingdom of God. He handed over the reins of the leadership of the largest Christian ministry in the world, serving campus crusades, serving in 191 nations with 26,000 full-time employees, more than 225,000 trained volunteers with auxiliaries under the campus crusade, even Josh McDowell's ministry.
Right.
All of these as, I remember in 1976 when we were part of the Here's Life
Here's
America
Life.
Campaign.
Right.
And then also the Jesus film that he commissioned in 1979 that ended up with about 200 million viewers responding to the film by praying to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. And yet, he was not known until God used him powerfully. He had to walk in obedience, didn't he?
He absolutely did. And of course, he wrote the gospel presentation, you know, the four spiritual laws.
Right.
2.5 billion people have read that presentation of the gospel, making it probably the most distributed piece of literature ever in the history of the world. And then, of course, going on, and you say, how do you top that?
Well, we've got to wrap this thing up,
David.
Absolutely. We've got to wrap this thing up. You and I could talk for another hour. Great for God, friends. Be challenged. Get a copy of the book. Your gift of $11 or more to Save America Ministries is going to put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org, become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Allow God to do great things through you, one obedient step at a time.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Arthur Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views, hopefully, of Mr. James Corbett, who's over, I believe, in Japan. But of course, he writes now the international forecaster, and he was the gentleman who Bob had picked to write his newsletter for him after when he knew he was going to die. And of course, we enjoy having James with us on Monday to basically talk about what's going on, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into one of the most exciting financial times of your life. And basically, you are seeing today the destruction of the dollar. Now, listen to what the smart people are saying. George Soros is basically, saying that he's selling his stocks and he's getting into gold. I forgot now, a couple of $100 million worth of gold. Certainly, the gentleman, James Paulson, who heads one of the largest hedge funds in our country, is certainly tied up in gold. Bill Gross, I believe it's PIMCO, he's one of the largest hedge funds in the world, is saying invest in gold. And basically, gold went up almost $100 an ounce over a period of about 2 weeks. Silver was up, I think, $6 an ounce over that similar period. Now it's a little off today. I understand they're playing games. Everything is to manipulate you and your emotions so you can't tell what's going on. The dollar is not collapsed as we anticipated it would, but believe me, China is preparing to become their currency, the reserve currency of the world, and our leaders are doing everything they can to help build up the Chinese economy and destroy the economy of our nation. James, thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me back on. It's great to be here after our Labor Day weekend off.
Well, you go ahead and tell us your take on what's going on. And we hear, of course, a lot of things about China really pushing to become the reserve currency of the world. Have you heard about that?
I've certainly heard of talk of that. I don't know how realistic it is right at this point, but they are positioning themselves to potentially be that certainly in the future, as they are set to overtake the U.S. economy in 2017 is potentially the world's largest economy. It is coming very quickly, and I'm not sure the vast majority of the American public is ready for that. But certainly China has been stockpiling gold behind the scenes, and there are rumors that they're going to be coming out later this year or next year to announce that their reserves are, in fact, much, much higher than most people have estimated. And you were talking about George Soros and John Paulson and some of the others who have been stockpiling their own gold reserves. Well, it turns out Russia has been doing the same things behind the scenes with Putin back at the helm, and he has been quietly buying $500 million worth of gold every month and has positioned Russia as the fifth biggest gold holder in the world over the past year or two. So there's some very big moves afoot, and it looks like people are getting ready to position themselves with gold to set themselves up for whatever's coming.
And, of course, India is also one of the large gold holders. Of course, they're a lot held by the people rather than by the government. But certainly, even in China, they're encouraging their people to hold gold because they don't want them to be wiped out when the whole world financial system collapses. And my concern, and I'd like your thought on this, James, is that an awful lot of Americans are going to lose their life savings in the inflationary spiral, which has already begun, because they're not telling us. The government's simply lying to us. The government is saying that the inflation is maybe 2%. All you need to do is go to the grocery store, the hardware store, the clothing store, and then decide, is the government telling us the truth, or am I going to believe my lying eyes? We'll be right back with James Corbett. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is James Corbett, who supervises the publication of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter. And it's a newsletter I read regularly when it comes every week, full of fascinating information. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the most dangerous financial period of your life. I really believe that, and certainly it would appear that other countries are simply positioning themselves with large amounts of gold because they know that the value of the American currency is being systematically destroyed by quantitative easing 1 and quantitative easing 2. And quantitative easing 3, I believe, is directly or indirectly already underway. And what is that quantitative easing? It's a name they use simply to conceal the fact that they're destroying the value of our currency by creating more and more money and credit. And it's John Adams that said so well many years ago, well over 200 years, there's two ways to destroy a nation. One is by military conquest. The other is by destroying its currency. Our guest, James Corbett, you go right ahead, James.
Well, that's exactly right. Everyone is waiting for what has been, I think, inappropriately dubbed QE3, Quantitative Easing Round 3. As you say, QE3 is already underway. It has been for some time now with the Operation Twist. But really, the next round of quantitative easing may or may not be being announced at a Federal Reserve policy meeting that's coming up this Thursday. So that's going to be a pretty big date on the calendar. And another big date on the calendar is Wednesday, when Germany's Constitutional Court will be ruling on whether or not the European Permanent Bailout Fund is in line with the German Constitution. And if not, that would have some pretty huge ramifications to the entire European bailout project that's going on right now.
Could you explain to our listeners why that is? I don't think the average individual understands why this decision by the German Supreme Court, which is really what it is so important, and how this will influence the future of Europe for generations to come. It really has to deal with whether or not the European Central Bank has the right simply to print money and buy up bonds and flood Europe with worthless money. But of course, that could lead to rampant inflation. The German Central Bank doesn't want that. But of course, if the Supreme Court in Germany holds certainly that they can flood the country with money, it will destroy the value of the currency. If they say they can't, then of course, Greece and Italy will probably drop out of the euro. And that will, of course, create chaos. It looks to me, no matter what happens, you're going to have chaos in Europe. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest here, of course, James Corbett. He was pointing out that certainly it's going to be this week when the German Supreme Court is going to make a decision whether or not, of course, the European Central Bank can simply create money out of nothing and buy up bonds from Greece and from Spain and from Italy, and by so doing simply destroy the value of the European currency by massively increasing the amount of money there, or simply if they cannot do that, in which event, of course, Greece and Spain and Italy may well pull out of the euro, and that would create chaos as well. Either way, it looks to me like you're going to have financial chaos in Europe. It's only a matter of not if, but when. What are your thoughts on that, James?
Unfortunately, that's just about correct. And bizarrely enough, I've already seen some of the financial talking heads talking about how, well, the Greek exit has already been priced into the market, so it probably wouldn't be such a big thing if Greece actually left the euro at this point. But, you know, if Spain or Italy left, that would be a big thing. So they've really moved the goalposts quite a bit, and they're already at least talking about the possibility of Greece exiting. But as you point out, Germany's Constitutional Court is going to be ruling this Wednesday on whether or not the European Stability Mechanism is in line with the German Constitution. And this is a 500 billion euro fund that is helping to fund the euro bailouts, including the bailouts of Spain and Italy. And the issue is whether or not this goes against Germany's Constitution, which gives the budgetary authority to the German Parliament. And if it is found to be going against that, then that will be struck down, and the ESM will be in question. That 500 billion euro fund, which is currently funding the Spanish and Italian bailout, will be in question, which is a pretty huge thing and could very much destabilize what's happening in the eurozone and bring it down even faster. So it's a very, very important decision. And in some way, it goes right to the heart of the entire euro mess, because really what we're looking at here is the attempt of the ECB and the ESM and these other unconstitutional, supra-constitutional bodies to become some sort of regional authority. And I think that's what the entire euro project is really about at base, and the financial crisis is just a convenient way for them to try to supersede the national authority of all the countries there in Europe. So this is actually a pretty key decision in a number of respects. And I think everyone should have their eyes on what they decide this Wednesday.
And I think what this is really all about is they want a United States of Europe. They want a United States of Europe where all these countries could lose their sovereignty. And then, of course, once we have a United States of Europe and a United States of America and then a North American Union and a United States of South America and the United States of Africa and of Asia, it's all about global government. It's all about a one-world government. And certainly from the spiritual point of view, with creating the one-world government, it will be ruled over by the one-world ruler who is, of course, prophesied in the scriptures. But the average American doesn't understand that because our ministers don't tell us that, and our religious leaders don't tell us that, and certainly our political leaders aren't going to tell us what it's all about. But, of course, the question is, what will the Supreme Court of Germany do? Will it adhere by the law, which, of course, what it's supposed to do, will simply go ahead with the expedient and move Europe towards this one world system, this United States of Europe. That's what it's all about. So what do you think is going to happen, James, or do you want to hazard a guess? Or do you think we ought to just wait and see what happens in the middle of this week?
I think we're going to have to wait and see. I don't have any crystal ball and I don't have any inside sources, but I would be surprised if they do outright reject the ESM, the European Stability Mechanism, because it would so threaten and derail the entire European bailout project that's going on right now. I don't see that type of that coming out of left field like that. So I assume that they're going to uphold it, but again, I really don't know. So it will be very interesting to see. But of course, this is coming on just a week after Mario Draghi launched his so-called bazooka into the markets by basically starting another round of European quantitative easing, and basically saying that the European Central Bank is going to open its floodgates and going to unleash as much money as the European Eurozone countries need, and will back up absolutely anything they need.
That will destroy the value of the euro, the European currency. The more you print, the less it's valued. So basically, of course, what Draghi is talking about, and of course, Mario Draghi is part of this, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. He ties into the Trilateralists and the Bilderbergers and certainly all these covert organizations over there. That's why he was put in as head of the European Central Bank. Where did he come from? He came from Goldman Sachs. What is an employee of Goldman Sachs doing heading the European Central Bank? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has nothing to do with nationality. It has to do with this internationalist dream. And the average individual doesn't know where this fellow came from or how he got to be the head of the European Central Bank. But, of course, he came from Goldman Sachs, just like the previous Secretary of the Treasury before Geithner. I came from Goldman Sachs as well. I mean, they're all in this thing together. They just don't want the American people to understand what's really going on. So basically, of course, one way or the other, I think you're going to see a crisis situation. It's not a matter of if, but it's when, either sooner or later. Would you agree with that?
I think it's a mathematical certainty at this point, and we're just waiting to see when and how the shoe will drop, but that it will drop, and it's just a matter, it's just given at this point. There's not much they can do except continue to throw this paper money at the situation, which, as you say, can plug up the gap for a time, but it's in the end, it's going to devalue all of that paper that's already out there. So there is no way for them to print their way out of this mess. And barring some sort of economic miracle that absolutely increases production and productivity across the board by rates never before seen in human history, I just don't see how they're going to be able to outrun the collapse. So again, I'm sure they have bought themselves time. For example, with Draghi's announcement, it did buoy the markets last week, or at least momentarily, as everyone rejoiced over this money from heaven that they're printing out. But whether or not it's going to have a lasting effect, pretty much everyone is in universal agreement that it won't, because again, this is just a stopgap measure, and they can kick the can down the road, and they can keep doing that, but it gets harder and harder to do so every single time. And I think that's what Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is facing this Thursday as he's contemplating whether or not to announce the next round of quantitative easing.
Well, now, do you think that the anticipation of the, certainly of what Bernanke is going to do, and the anticipation of the decision by the the Supreme Court over there, the German Supreme Court, do you think that's why we had this massive run-up of gold and silver here this last couple of weeks?
I think that's also related to the destruction of the dollar in some of the recent bad news coming out about unemployment rates and people cluing into just how bad the U.S. job market is. I think it's had a detrimental or a downward effect on the U.S. dollar, and so where are people putting their money? Of course, it's into gold. So I think, there's a lot of things. There's also seasonal cycles in gold, etc. So I think we shouldn't be surprised to see it going up right now. But it certainly has, as you mentioned earlier, it has been going up precipitously, and it is now up $100 from where it was this time last month. So quite a rise in gold, and one can only imagine it's going up from here. It may go down now and then, but it will always be climbing in the aggregate.
Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest. But in my estimation, we are living in the most dangerous economic times of your lifetime. Certainly, I was around in the Depression, but at least we still had a gold-backed currency. We had basically a stable economic system, and it was only a matter of liquidating the debt, and we could get back to a solid financial situation. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, there's no way to liquidate the debt because they keep telling us it's $16 trillion. But then, of course, figures don't lie, but liars can figure. They're employed by the government. It's certainly the real debt is, at least as far as the national government is well estimated, somewhere between 81 and 120 trillion dollars. And heaven only knows how much debt the individuals have, but the average American is head over heels in debt. And unfortunately, he hasn't learned his lesson. An awful lot of them are going out and buying houses now and buying cars. They really believe the lies the government's telling them. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you're exactly right that part of the problem is people's reliance on this easy credit that has been there for a long time and is starting to obviously dry up in the wake of the 2008 collapse. But still people tend to be on the credit card debt and on mortgages and on various loan instruments. And I think the number one piece of financial survival advice I can give anyone is to try to get off the debt as quickly as possible. However, you have to do that because it is debt which is going to be the leverage that the system has over people when and if the system does start to collapse and the hyperinflation sets in. And that's going to be a very, very difficult situation for a lot of people once their source of income starts to dry up. So I really think that when and if and however people are able to do it to get out of debt is the number one most important thing. And then they can start worrying about how to prepare for long-term investment, et cetera.
Well, how would you invest in the long term right now? I mean, would you want to be in stocks? Would you want to be in bonds? Would you want to be in annuities? Where would you put your money right now if you had money to invest? And I know you're an investment counselor.
I'm not an investment counselor. I should make that very clear right now. And I don't invest. I don't counsel people to invest at all. But personally, all I can say is what I would personally do, and that is to buy gold and silver, not as an investment per se, but as security against what's going to happen. In terms of the stock market, again, I'm not very up on the stock market. I think it is basically rigged from top to bottom. And there are ways to make money out of it, and there are things that are going up and down all the time, and there are ways to profit from that. But I'm not going to be to counsel people how to do that specifically, because I think a lot of it is just basically guesswork. tell you the truth. And personally, I don't have a lot of faith in that system. So if people want to invest in that, that's great. But personally, I'm not going to be in Japan.
Well, I think unless you're awful smart and you've got inside information, you better not do it. If you have inside information, unless you're a congressman, and you invest, you go to prison. Congressman's all right for them to do it, but not for you and I. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call. Well, we've got Jim calling from West Virginia. Hi, Jim. Did you have a question or comment for our guest?
Oh, a little bit of each. Of course, this is during the break, isn't it? But at any rate, yeah, it's first of all, I have kind of noticed that the European Central Bank got rid of about half their gold, if not more. So what it looks like to me is the European Central Bank is just buying worthless IOUs, bonds from the various different governments, and they're wanting Germany to pay them cash for their bogus IOUs. When they've dumped half their gold, if I'm correct in that.
Well, let's get James's view on that. James, a few years ago, of course, the central banks were selling their gold. But nobody ever said, you know, the central banks are selling their gold. But nobody ever said, who's buying the central bank's gold? Go right ahead, James. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we know that China and Russia are two of the main government investors in gold right now, and they're buying up a lot. So, in terms of the ECB and what their gold holdings may be, I must admit I don't know exactly what that is and whether they have been dumping their gold. If so, of course, that is a worrying sign for the people of Europe, obviously, because it means that this entire bailout project is funded even less so by anything real. It is truly just paper. So I'm going to have to check into that. But if you have any links or resources on that, I'd be happy to hear about it.
Jim, do you have any links on it? Because my understanding is that some central banks were selling gold. Other central banks were buying gold. I mean, who's going to be able to buy, you know, a $50 billion worth of gold or $10 billion worth of gold? It's got to be a central bank.
Well, today I was looking at a list of gold holdings. I can't remember who sent me the link or where it comes from. I've got too much junk in the brain, not enough places to put the junk. At any rate. And it had the European Central Bank as down to like 500 tons. So I think ours is supposed to be 8,000 tons, although I can't believe anything the accountant tells you, I don't think. But sometime in the last 6 months or year, I'd heard that they had dumped half. The European Central Bank had dumped half their gold. Now, it's my personal stinking suspicion they want to crash that bank to bring in a World Bank, but I don't see any evidence of a World Bank. But I just thought maybe he might know about that. But it seems to me.
Well, I can say that I do have a press release from June 2007 saying that they sold 37 tons of gold then, but it doesn't even mention the holdings, so I'm going to have to keep digging on that.
Oh, yeah, but that might be worth looking into because it strikes me as they're trying to crash the European Central Bank and to try to bring in a World Bank. But, yeah, sometime last 6 months I'd heard they sold about half their gold holdings during 2011. Of course, you know who's buying it. But that would strike me as being just trading around worthless IOUs between the governments and the European Central Bank. But you're getting ready to go back on there again, right?
In just about a minute here. Anything else you'd like to say, Jim?
Oh, not really. I was just hoping to encourage this young man to keep on doing what he's doing because he's doing a wonderful job of it. He's very honest, has integrity, is gorgeous. I'll catch you later.
God bless. Thanks very much. And of course, that was Jim
Cole.
Thank you. Go right ahead, James.
I just wanted to say thank you for that. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, fine. And, of course, you actually write an economic newsletter over there in Japan, don't you?
I do indeed. I have the International Forecaster editorial that I do each week, and I also send that out to my own subscribers to my own website. So there's both of those options.
All right, fine. And, of course, people need some vehicle by which they can keep their eyes on what's going on. And there's so much faulty and dishonest information out there, which is designed not to reveal what's going on, but designed to conceal it and to confuse us. And so certainly, I'm very, very impressed with what James has been saying. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I guess it's James Corbett. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And James writes his own economic newsletter. He lives in Japan. And basically, of course, he also writes the editorial part of the newsletter from the International Forecaster. That he's the gentleman that Bob Chapman had picked to actually write the That. Do you do the section on what's going on in the various countries throughout the world? Who does that section?
That is not me. That's being handled by the family, so I'm not sure who's particularly in charge of each section, but I'm doing just the editorial that usually opens the newsletter.
All right, fine. Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand what's going on today, because I fear very much that before this is over, why an awful lot of people are going to lose everything that they've worked their whole life for. And this is what happens time and time and time again when you get in one of these economic cycles. And basically, as they destroy the value of the American dollar, which is what they're doing by massive debt and by massively increasing the amount of currency that's out there, why they destroy the value of pensions, they destroy the value of annuities, they destroy the value of insurance policies, and you'll get paid on your insurance policy, but of course it just won't be worth much of anything. And you get paid on your pension, your Social Security, but it may not buy you a loaf of bread. And basically, of course, what they're doing is talking about taking Medicare, put it onto block grants, returning it to the states, and they're going to have to, ladies and gentlemen. There is no way with 79 million people retiring in the next 19 years that these systems will work. Socialism is a wonderful, sincere, benevolent idea, but it doesn't work. There's no way it can work financially. They know that. They've known it all along. The only question was the people who brought it in all wanted to live well and then retire. Were they ill-gotten gains and then leave, of course, the average individual impoverished? Remember, our congressmen, senators, they don't have Social Security. They've got a private insurance fund that's going to be certainly pegged to inflation. They're not going to have Medicare. They have their own health insurance policy. If you and I have insider information, we use that to invest in the stock market. Well, that's insider trading, and we go to prison. If you're a congressman, that's one of the benefits, and that's why so many people go to Congress and go there penniless and come out fabulously wealthy, because they know what's going to happen because they're voting to make it happen. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're approaching some very, very dangerous times as far as the economy is concerned. There are going to be two decisions made this coming week, as James pointed out. One is the decision by Ben Bernanke whether or not to go into quantitative easing 3, or probably really quantitative easing 4. We've already had quantitative easing 3, and that was known as the twist. We're going to go into quantitative easing 4, and I think we are. It's the only solution, the only thing possibly they can do, other than let the thing collapse, which is what they should do, because we might be able to salvage something if we let it collapse now. But if we continue doing what we're doing, we destroy the value of our currency. We impoverish and enslave our people. So basically, of course, I think that Ben Bernanke is going to just do what he's done in the past and continue blindly creating more and more and more money and borrowing more and more money, thinking that you can simply spend your way out of debt. And then, of course, on also this week, the Supreme Court of Germany is going to decide whether or not Germany is going to go along with the inflationary spiral, or is going to take a stand. And either way, of course, Europe is on the verge of collapse. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. James, what are some of the major issues you think we should be covering?
Well, I think we've touched on a couple of the main ones economically. Another thing that I was covering in my editorial for the Forecaster last week was China. Both Clinton's recent State Department trip to China and Angela Merkel's German chancellorship trip to China, which took place late last month. And there were a couple of interesting visits for very different reasons. Clinton's trip really was a disaster diplomatically, and there was nothing resolved, and unfortunately just a lot of ill will and no headway whatsoever on any of the issues between China and Clinton. And in fact, the Chinese media was really lambasting Clinton in a way that was quite amazing to see, and some editorials being written basically under the nose of the Chinese Communist Party saying how the Chinese people dislike Clinton and things like this. So very interesting trip diplomatically from that perspective.
And of course, my understanding is that the vice premier of China was supposed to meet with Hillary, And then at the last minute, he canceled it. She's over there waiting to go see him. That is a direct snub of the Secretary of State of what was once the most powerful nation in the world, but a nation that is rapidly becoming a second-rate nation, morally and financially.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains, through the prairies, through the ocean, white with hope.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is James Corbett. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Rich calling from Aromas. But before we get to Rich, James, I want you to tell our listeners how they could subscribe to the International Forecaster and, of course, how they can get your newsletter. Go right ahead. Put a little plug in.
All right. Well, for people who are interested in the International Forecaster, I suggest they check it out. It comes out every week, and you can look into how to get a free trial copy at theinternationalforecaster.com. That's theinternationalforecaster.com. And I hope people will go there to check it out. If they are not online or don't have access to the web, you can write your mail correspondence to P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. And they can answer your questions there about the International Forecaster, which, again, comes out on a weekly basis. And I have my own newsletter that also comes out on a weekly basis and contains my International Forecaster editorial, as well as some discounts on the DVDs I offer on my website and recommend reading and viewing and a subscriber-only video. You can find details about how to get that at my website, which is CorbettReport.com. That's C-O-R-B-E-T-T report.com. There are also hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of completely free media there for people to download and use as a resource.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Rich calling us from Aromas. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Hi, Rich. How are we doing?
Hi, Grandpa Liberty. How are you? And Mr. Corbin.
Doing just fine.
Good. I have a question. You're the only radio station that brought up this Wednesday with the Chancellor and the German Supreme Court. And I quite don't understand. Mr. Corbin, should we be buying silver before, or should we hold off and see what the German Chancellor Supreme Court says? What would you do?
It's a very good question, and it really does depend on the answer that they give. If they do uphold this ESM, this European Stability Mechanism, then that would give some stability to the euro, and thus there wouldn't be a big change in the metals market. But if they struck it down, and there's the possibility that the Italian and Spanish bailouts can't go ahead, that would be huge, and one would expect that gold and silver would be probably going up quite a bit in the wake of that. So it really does depend on their decision. Either way, I don't think there's going to be a big drop in gold or silver in the near future, so I don't think it would be a bad investment either way, but there's the possibility that it could be skyrocketing if they decide to strike this down.
Now, does... You did mention that would kind of sink the euro if they struck it down. Do you think they would have the guts and the truth to stand by their constitution? Because our government sure doesn't.
Well, exactly. That's a very big question. And as I say, my gut tells me that they are not likely to do this because of the ramifications. But you never know. The German people are very much fed up with what's going on and basically being the workhorse of Europe and funding all of these other countries. So I know the German people very much want to get out of this and would be happy to see the euro collapse in one way or another. But, I don't know if there's the political will there on that level or whether the Supreme Court will stick to their guns. So it's up in the air, but I'm probably with you. I'm somewhat doubtful that they're actually going to stand up to the German Constitution.
And I think, Rich, you have to understand that these are the Supreme Court justices of Germany. And basically, of course, their job is not to do what's politically expedient, but to suddenly come to the conclusion based upon the Constitution. The unfortunate thing is they planted ringers in our courts all across America, from our lowest courts right into the Supreme Court. People there who were there for political purposes, not to interpret the Constitution. These are people who've sworn to uphold it. They lied, and that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. They've done so many things to allow the centralization of power in the federal government, which was the antithesis of what our founding fathers wanted. Anything else you want to ask, Rich, before we let you go?
Well, I'm not too into the German Constitution, but do you think they're paid off and manipulated like ours?
Well, we'll find out by the end of the week, okay?
All right. I just want to put a little plug for you. I have a Radio Liberty bumper sticker on my truck, and if you guys need to get one, just contact Grandpa Liberty, and believe you should see the people that wave to you and everything. So get out the support for Grandpa and Grandma and Corbin and the rest of the people support liberty.
Okay, God bless them. Thanks so much
for
calling.
And
bye-bye, Grandpa.
I just wanted to add to that what we're talking about there with the German political scene there. We should note that the head of the German Bundesbank, Jens Wiedemann, was one of the people who was very strongly going against what Mario Draghi did there last week, basically opening up the quantitative ease and floodgates there in Europe. So there is some political dissent there that's happening at some pretty high levels. So it's still up in the air. I'm not sure which way they're going to go. We'll have to wait and see.
And apparently the head of the German central bank threatened to resign if they went against this. He said, you know, this is going to lead to inflation. It's exactly the antithesis of what we want. And if you go ahead and do this, I'm resigning. I'm not going to preside over this chaos that's coming. Well, my telephone number.
He hasn't resigned yet, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. If
right.
That was just an empty threat.
Well, we'll have to see. It's an exciting time. Anyway, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Scott from Wisconsin. Hi, Scott. How are you hearing us up there? Are you hearing us on the radio? Are you hearing us on on shortwave? Are you hearing us on the internet?
I'm hearing you on GCN, Dr. Stan, and I love you and to your guests. And I just want to get a little two-piece into this, and then I'll let you guys get on. You know, Dr. Stan, this year reminds me of back at the beginning of 2008 when we saw Circuit City go bankrupt. Then we saw that the Lehman Brothers or whatever, that big firm that's been around for many years that went bankrupt. And then we travel on to this year and we see Best Buy. Same characteristics. They got in trouble and they closed. How many stores did they close? Then we got this IMF scandal with Mr. Corzine, which it's amazing that the guy's still out on the street. So what I see, and I call it the fairy market, Dr. Stan, because it is corrupt. It's Citibank, J.P. Morgan, and Goldman Sachs market, and it's rigged, just like your guest said. So I'm looking at the same pattern as 2008. We see the housing in such a calamity. We see Mr. Puppet Bernanke might wave that magic wand again with that QE3, which I believe he's already been printing it already. But the problem is, in any currency, Dr. Stan, and to your guests, when it becomes worthless, it burns up faster. So I am seeing my pattern, and I've been on this a long time with your guests, and I'm with the good Lord that helps me look through this stuff. I foresee this fall, they're popping that fairy market back up around that, over to 13,000, and I think we're in for another, this will probably be a world collapse this fall, and I just wanted to see what you would think about that and your guests, and thank you for taking my call, brother.
God bless, and thanks very much. And of course, the thing is, it doesn't really matter how far the market goes up. It's what happens to the value of the dollar. Certainly, the market could go up to 20,000. But of course, if the value of the dollar is destroyed, why, of course, that 20,000 won't be really worth very much. And that's the problem we're facing today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And people basically do not believe we're going to have runaway inflation in America. They've forgotten what happened in 1980. And fortunately, we had Paul Volcker there, who took the interest rates up to almost 20% to try to kill inflation. Unfortunately, of course, they're not going to be doing that at this time around, and because we can't. We've run out of options. It's only a certain number of things you can do, and they're not going to be able to do them, unfortunately. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, our guest is James Corbett, and of course, we're talking about the very real problems that we're going to be seeing in the coming weeks and coming months. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, James, you go right ahead. What are your thoughts at the present time?
Well, given what the caller was just saying, I think it is certainly a possibility that we could be seeing a run-up in the markets in preparation for a big crash this fall. But again, as for the timeline, I'm not sure. It could be this fall, but it could be next year. It could even be a couple of years down the road. They've managed to kick the can further and further down with each time they just inflate the money supply. So we'll see what happens. Again, I'm not making predictions, but it is possible that there could be a big run-up and a big crash. Certainly, I think there very much could be a big run-up, depending, again, on what Ben Bernanke announces this Thursday at the Fed policy meeting. And it could be the case that we see a big spike in the market after an announcement of quantitative easing, as usually happens, and as I say, as happened last week with the euro and the announcement of the European quantitative easing from Mario Draghi. So we see these big market spikes, but as you say, it's not really the question of, you know, where the Dow Jones is at and what number it's at. That's really just a figure that's meaningless in and of itself. If the dollar is declining in value, then it doesn't matter if the markets are going up. You're still, in the end, losing money. So we know that since the Federal Reserve has come in, the dollar has lost over 94% of its value from where it was back in 1913. So what does it really mean if people have more of these pieces of paper, if they're worth less and less? So I think that's a key point that people have to keep their eye on, and it really does depend on where things go from here. And as I say, there's a number of ways for this to play out, but it's really just a waiting game at this point, because it's a mathematical certainty that they can't keep doing this forever. And the system is built on the access to easy credit, so they can't raise interest rates to 20% like they did before without causing the crash, the collapse, because unfortunately, as we all know now, America has next to no productive industrial capacity anymore. It has all been outsourced, and all that the American economy is really based on now is, to a large extent, financial services, and that is not anything to base an economy on. So it's some pretty dire times in a lot of ways.
I agree with you, and we certainly don't have any idea. The timing is just very interesting that we saw that a skyrocketing price of gold and silver over this last month, and we're just going to have to wait and see. But I think you're wise. No one knows what's going to happen. So let's go right now to Marcia, who's calling us from Massachusetts. Marcia, what part of Massachusetts are you calling from?
The western part of Massachusetts, Richmond.
Okay, fine. And how are you hearing us back there? Hearing us on the internet?
On the internet.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I did have a question. You know, we're in our late 50s, and we still have money in our 401ks or IRAs. And we paid off our house, and we have been, you know, accumulating some gold and silver over the years. And I just am hesitant to cash out of all of my accounts, but I'm wondering if that's the sentiment, if that's what we should be doing. And I know you don't give advice, but...
Well, no, basically, I'm sorry, have you paid for your house? Are you out of debt fairly well?
Yeah.
All right. And you still have some money in your 401ks?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any, what would you tell Marcia? She's in her 50s. They're out of debt. They've got money in their 401ks. They're probably invested in the traditional, traditional things, stocks of one sort, maybe bonds, things of that sort. Maybe a hedge fund or two. What would you tell? What would you tell Marcia? You got to tell her. What are your thoughts, James?
Well, given that they're basically debt free, I think they're ahead of the game in terms of what most people are in. So it's really, I think, a question of having a good balance between really liquid assets and having investments for the future. So having some gold and silver, definitely. I would recommend that in terms of having. Having some other types of kind of diverse investments, certainly IRAs, 401ks, hedge fund types of institutional investments. I don't really play the markets, but I think that those are probably the ways to go if people are looking for continuing in the current paradigm. And I think to a certain extent, people need to have some of their money invested in some of the traditional ways as well, because again, we don't know what's coming or how it's going to play out. So I don't know if that's a precarious position to be in. But if you're looking for specific investment advice, I would obviously recommend you to get in touch with the International Forecaster crew at theinternationalforecaster.com, because they do give advice for people on an individual basis once they know your specific investing situation.
All right. I do have one more question, and thank you for that. We do have some money invested through Morgan Stanley. Do you have a feeling about Morgan Stanley these days? I'm reading that they could be the next big firm.
I mean, basically, because a lot of people are talking about the fact that Morgan Stanley is a little shaky. Did you have any thoughts on that, James?
I've heard that too, and again, I don't have any insider information on that. I'm not sure if these are rumors that are going around, but certainly Morgan Stanley, is it possible for it to do some sort of Lehman Brothers type collapse? I guess it is in the realm of possibility, but I would be somewhat surprised at that, and if an institution like that went under, I think we'd be seeing another round of incredible turmoil in the market. So I think that would be a pretty huge sign that things are going south. So, I'm a little bit wary about those rumors. I'm not sure if there is anything to them. I guess I don't know if I have anything specific to say about that.
Well, Marcia, I would get into a very, very defensive position. I really do believe, this is my own opinion, that gold and silver are really going to go up and go up dramatically within this next 6 months. I would not put this off one day. It far better would be 6 months or a year too soon than one day too late.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much.
God bless. Okay, fine. Then that was Marcia calling from Massachusetts. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is James Corbett, and of course, he's writing from Japan. What's happening to the economy of Japan? Certainly, we hear stories that they have a tremendous debt. They have a debt that's almost twice gross domestic product.
In fact, it's 230%, and it's the highest in the industrialized world. So that has been a major issue for some time, but in fact, not as major an issue as some people think, because unlike the American debt, for example, most of the Japanese debt is held by the Japanese citizens, which has been a convenient way for the government to finance its debt. But that is starting to change, so there's some big things coming here in Japan very shortly.
Well, my understanding is they have a very real problem over in Japan. They simply have an aging population, very, very few children coming in to replace them, and they're going to have an awful lot of people retiring, going on to Social Security and Medicare, their counterparts, and nobody to finance them. We'll be back in just a moment with James Corbett here to wrap up the program. James, is anybody concerned about sort of the graying of the Japanese population, the limited number of people coming into the workforce over there, and certainly this massive gross domestic, this massive government debt? I mean, basically, this, even if it is you owe it to yourself, it's still a recipe for disaster.
Well, let's put it this way. Anyone who isn't concerned about the graying of the Japanese population isn't paying attention, because that is such an incredibly important part of what's going on here, and we're starting to see the effects of this now as the boomer generation is retiring and starting to use their pensions and to use their savings instead of putting more money into the system. So traditionally, obviously, people have been paying into their pensions and have been investing in Japanese government bonds, but now that they're getting out of the workforce and they're starting to draw back, that is going down. And we've just saw earlier this year a pretty huge event, the largest pension fund here in Japan, and incidentally the largest pension fund in the world, the Japanese government pension investment fund, was forced to take money out of their JGB holdings. They had to sell some of their Japanese government bonds in order to make their pension payout earlier this summer. That is a huge turnaround, because, of course, the pension funds investing in the Japanese government bonds have been a huge part of what has been propping up that debt. And if they start turning around and taking money out of that, that's going to be a very, very negative factor for the Japanese economy. And I think everyone over here understands what's coming and that this is really just the thin edge of the wedge. And they're trying to start to position themselves so that they can get their debt in line here. We've actually seen something very, very rare here. We've seen the opposition party actually stalling on a plan to buy 38 or to issue 38 trillion yen in bonds in order to continue facilitating that debt. We've seen the opposition putting their foot down and basically stopping the government from issuing that bond issue. And that is causing a huge problem here. And they're actually starting to restrict the 2012 budget and basically cutting back on everything except for police and military spending. So we're getting into some very hairy economic circumstances over here, and it doesn't look like there's going to be any easy way out of this, because, as you say, it's a graying of the population.
And, of course, the whole idea of socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but it doesn't work down the line because, of course, there's no money. You can't afford all of these wonderful programs here in America. We have 180 welfare programs plus Social Security and Medicare, and there's no funding for any of them. James, thanks very much for being with us. Look forward to talking to you again next month, next week.
I appreciate it. I'll be here.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you appreciated the interview with James, but he's certainly telling us what's happening in Japan. It's the aging of the population. The population is growing older, and there are few people coming into the workforce. That's exactly what's happening in the United States. Basically, of course, we already have about 50 to 56 million people on Medicare. And now they have another 79 million retiring over the next 19 years. And we have got fewer and fewer people coming into the workforce because we've killed off so many of our children. That's why they're having to let so many immigrants into this country to try to at least in part to be able to finance all these wonderful socialist programs. But we've run out of money with over 180 welfare programs plus Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. The whole system is on the verge of collapse. Make your preparations accordingly, ladies and gentlemen. Make your preparations accordingly. We have a great talk called the Financial Tsunami, another one called the Financial Armageddon, and they both come with syllabuses. To understand how this all fits together, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And to understand what energizes this whole scheme aimed at destroying America, you need to get my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Sydney, I want to mention I will be speaking in Denver, Colorado on Saturday, and we'll be there all day. We are having an all-day conference here in the Central Coast of California. On October 21st, we're bringing speakers from across the country. We're going to have, the program is going to begin at 8:15 in the morning. It's going to end at 6 in the evening. And, of course, we welcome you to come. We're going to be serving lunch. You're going to have reservations. And you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's the annual Radio Liberty Conference. They're going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And, of course, on the 21st of October. And give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do have a couple of great shows. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can pull down our newsletters going back to the mid-1990s. You can pull back down many of our DVDs. They're free. You can pull down our current radio programs. They're kept archived there for 6 weeks. You can listen to our programs either live or archived 24 hours a day. There are four live programs, and the rest of the programs there are archived, but they are available. And let me suggest the Internet's a wonderful way to get information. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. Then, of course, you've got to get enough information and learn how to approach people. Ask them questions like, basically, why is it that do you think that the Israelis recently released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier? Does that make sense to you, or is it possible that there is no war on terrorism? If you didn't release the terrorists, you wouldn't have a terrorist system. Why do we have all those men over there? We're paying for about 600,000 people in Afghanistan, including 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 certainly of NATO troops, and 350,000 Afghan troops. And they're only fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. You can check it out on the Internet. Simply type in Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members, Al-Qaeda. Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, do it. And then ask people, why do we have all those people over there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda? And as you begin to look and see what's going on today, very little of what's taking place makes sense unless you understand that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, and most of what you think you believe is not true. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Lindsay Williams, who is the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline out back between 1974 and 1977, where we had an opportunity to get to meet some of the key people in the oil industry who were very, very close to the people who rule the world. Because believe me, big oil works right along with the big banks and certainly with the people who control our government and the military and certainly the educational system in this country and the great tax exempt founds it. Yes, the religious organizations, the leaders of both parties. There is an elite that rules America that has for a long period of time. And their goal, of course, is a one world government. Also, one of the goals is to lower the standard of living in this country and to impoverish our people. But they can't tell the American people that they've intentionally sent our jobs overseas. The jobs are not coming back. People have lost their jobs. They're getting new jobs that pay about a third or a quarter of what they were getting before. And there's this grinding down the standard of living of our people as they, of course, destroy the value of the currency of the people of this nation. It was President John Adams who said there's two ways to destroy a nation. One is certainly by military conquest, and the other is to destroy the financial structure of the nation. Well, that's what they're doing here. They know exactly what they're doing. And with that as the background, Lindsay Williams, you pick up the story there.
Dr. Stan, I'm sure in your life, and you and I are not too far apart as far as age is concerned, I'm sure there have been times when you felt such a heart for people and a moral obligation. You know, for some reason right now, with all the things that are taking place, I feel such a moral obligation to say to your audience tonight some things that I hope to goodness they will take it to heart. We're on the verge of some very catastrophic events. These things can be much easier for the average household if they know the issues. And I really come on your program tonight, Dr. Stan, with a concerned heart. And I guess all those years that I was a pastor, you know, I was a pastor of a church for 12 years in my younger days. Then I was a missionary in Alaska for many, many years. And I guess you can't pastor a church without having a heart for people. And for some reason tonight, that pastor's heart, it just goes out towards people because of what's taking place. So with the introduction you gave a moment ago, Dr. Stan, I hope everyone out there in your listening audience has a pencil and paper tonight, because I'm going to go into some things personal. Just you and me, your audience and me, and the things that I have been told. I know many people in your audience have heard me on your program before, and it's been such an honor and a privilege to be with you so many times. But then there are a lot of folks in the audience who are new people that may not recognize where my information comes from. I had the privilege of being invited to be the chaplain of the elite of the world, and for 3 years' time, I lived with these people. I sat across the dinner table from them. I sat in their board meetings and listened to what they had to say, and it changed my life. That was many years ago. And over these years, I've kept in touch with a few of these people that I made friends with. And from time to time, they contact me and they say, Chaplain, you need to know this, or this is what's going to happen. And let me assure everyone out there in Dr. Stan's audience tonight, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world.
Hold that thought, Stan, Lindsay. Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Lindsay, you go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, I know over the years you have told people the truth and you've given the message out. So let me add to, if I may, what's taking place right now and hope that everyone will take it to heart and hope that in the last few moments you've had time to go and get that pencil and paper because you're going to want to write down some notes. First of all, what has happened in the past few days is so significant that I guess I must talk about it. The most significant day in the history of the American dollar since its inception took place on Thursday, September the 6th. Yes, that was during the time of the Democratic Convention and practically nobody was paying any attention to what the news was saying. And even if they had paid attention to the average person, it probably would not have registered. To me, when I found out about it, it literally was so catastrophic that I hope every person out there can understand what took place on that day. It was that day, on Thursday, September the 6th, just a few days ago, that China made the announcement that their currency, they had finally arrived at a point, everything is in place, the banks are ready, the transfers have been set in such a place that it can take place. And for the first time since crude oil became a part of our modern-day society, and of course, everything runs on crude oil. Just think what's involved. The electricity in your home more than likely was generated in some amount by either hydroelectric or crude oil or natural gas. Your automobile runs on it. The diesel truck that brings the groceries to the grocery store and the hardware store, they run on it. And our modern-day society runs on crude oil. And on September the 6th, China made the statement that now everything is in place, that any country in the world who wishes to can use the Chinese currency, not the petrodollar, not the greenback, not the reserve currency of the world any longer. This has never happened before, folks. This was such a historic day. This has never taken place before in the history of crude oil. Think how far back it goes and how it powers nearly everything in our modern-day society. And never in history of crude oil has this taken place. China made the statement, any country in the world that wishes to, you don't have to use the dollar any longer for the sale and trade of crude oil. We now have everything in place that you can use the Chinese currency. You can bypass the American dollar, and it's no longer needed. This was such a catastrophic.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay was simply saying that on the 6th of September, Judge China made an announcement, and one of his very powerful friends, a gentleman I have actually talked to in the past, we won't use his name, but he had actually sent Lindsay an email pointing out that China was offering to become the reserve currency of the world. Now, why is this whole thing of reserve currency so important? The dollar has been the reserve currency for many years. Why was that? Well, it's because, of course, you could not buy or sell oil unless you had dollars, and therefore the dollar and the gold were interchangeable. But the dollar has been progressively losing its value. Certainly, it at one time was backed by gold. It's backed by very little gold at the present time because we've created so many trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, and they're in central banks all throughout the world. And the central banks hold dollars, or they'll have that as reserves, in their fractional reserve banking system so that they can actually go ahead and buy gold. Well, America, of course, downplayed gold. America is printing money like it's going out of style. We've tripled the amount of money during the last 4 years. The amount of money in circulation is tripled in the last 4 years, and it's gone up phenomenally, you know, over the last 20 or 30 years, ever since we went off the gold standard. But China, instead of certainly downplaying the importance of gold, has been actually accumulating gold. They're the largest gold producer in the world. They don't sell any of their gold. And, of course, they are buying gold, massive amounts of gold, and basically they made agreements now with Russia to exchange certainly yuan, their currency, for Russian oil. And of course, certainly Russia is the largest manufacturer of oil and natural gas in the world today. And of course, they will supply China all that it needs in the way of oil. And of course, it can be paid for with Chinese currency, which is redeemable in gold. And certainly the same thing is increasingly true as far as Japan is concerned, as far as India is concerned, as far as Iran is concerned. And China has announced that now you can purchase oil many places throughout the world using the Chinese currency rather than the American currency. What this means is, of course, all these trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that are out there sequestered in banks and in central banks throughout the world will become ever increasingly less valuable. Other countries will want to get rid of them. What they'll do is they'll put them into circulation. They won't hold them in reserves. And they'll come flooding back into America and massively increase the amount of money that's here. And every time you increase the amount of money, you decrease its value. And, of course, this is what Lindsay's pointing out, is that with this announcement by China that they want their currency to become the reserve currency of the world and exchangeable for oil, why it very well may mark the doom of the American dollar. Lindsay, pick up the story.
What your audience is hearing tonight, Dr. Stan, probably is the first time. Even the financial newsletters have not picked up on this yet. They haven't had time to publish their newsletters. You're hearing something for the first time that unless my elite friend had told, unless he had not, if he had not said what he said, there's no way in the world I would have put all this together. I mean, this, can you imagine the world no longer needing the American dollar? I mean, this is incomprehensible. It's beyond almost the thinking. It's never happened in your lifetime and mine. This has never taken place in the history of the American dollar. And it definitely has never taken place in the history of the use of crude oil as the standard currency of the world, which it has been because it has enabled our society to be what it is today. Now, there is an organization, and those of you who have gotten those pencils and paper, please write this down. It's called SWIFT, S-W-I-F-T. It stands for Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. Let me try to explain if I can. If you wanted to send cash to someone in another country, say you live in the United States of America, and you wanted to send someone cash in Australia, how would you go about it? You wouldn't dare send it through the mail. How would you send that money? You would go to Western Union, and you would pay a premium, and in turn, they would transfer your funds and assure you that those funds arrived with the individual in Australia that you wanted to send them to. Well, if you were, say, for instance, Saudi Arabia, or if you were China in the past, if you were any oil company in America, and you wanted to buy from some other country crude oil, there's only one way you could do it. You couldn't do it through a bank. You couldn't do it through Western Union. They don't handle billions and billions of dollars in one transfer, which a super tanker can carry. Instead, there is a group that is known by the elite, that is known by those who deal in billions of dollars at one time, and it's called SWIFT, Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. You would go to them. If you were an oil refinery and you would say, I would like to buy a super tanker of so many barrels of oil from Nigeria, from Saudi Arabia, from whatever country you want to buy them from, and SWIFT would handle the transfer of the funds from the refinery to the seller. And this is has always, as long as crude oil has been out there, as long as the American dollar has existed, they would not accept anything but the American dollar. That's all that there was that could be used. Now, for the first time in the history of crude oil, China has dared to come to the front to have such a stable currency that the world would recognize it, backed by gold, as Dr. Stan has just so well put it. and they have said, as of the September the 6th, we will accept transfers of funds for the crude oil, any country in the world that would like to transfer it, any refinery in the world that would like to handle it. We will not be involved in the American dollar. Folks, can
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Oh, go right ahead, Lindsay. Go ahead.
Can you imagine Walmart or Target without a single item on the shelf marked made in China? No. No, we can't even comprehend that, because nearly everything in Walmart and Target and most of the other stores has made in China on them. But do you realize that China, for the first time, has actually stood up and dared the United States? They have shaken their finger in your face, because our Congress didn't have the intestinal fortitude to get out there and do anything about the budget. They refused to face the $16 trillion deficit. The world is laughing at the American dollar, and China saw an opportunity, second largest economy in the world, and China saw an opportunity to step in and say, huh, American dollar, nobody's going to need you anymore. Then it happened on Friday the next day, September the 7th. Russia, Mr. Putin, took advantage of this. You realize these are two red countries. These are two communist countries. Russia last year became the number one producer of crude oil on the face of the earth, surpassing Saudi Arabia in oil output because of their Kola SG3 wells, because of their super deep wells where they went down over 40,000 feet. They found abiotic oil. And Russia last year became the number one producer of crude oil on the face of the earth. And on September the 7th, Russia stepped up and said, China, you need oil. Yeah, we know you need a lot of oil, crude oil, and we'll supply it to you. We'll supply everything you want. We'll supply as much as you want. You name any amount that you want. Now your currency can be used for the sale and trade of crude oil. We don't need the American dollar anymore. Russia said, China, we will supply, after all, they're brothers. They're brothers in communism and slavery of their people. And they stepped up and said, we will supply you all the crude oil you want. Folks, do you have the slightest idea of what's going to happen 6 months from now? Yes. Yeah, 6 to 8 months from now, and I was brought up on a farm, so I'll oftentimes use this expression, the chickens are coming home to roost. 6 to 8 months from now, America is going to pay the piper. Why? Because that's about how long it will take for those unused, unwanted American greenbacks to come back and haunt us because of what has happened in the giveaway, throwaway, spin condition of the financial status of America right now. We have literally, we have sown to the wind, and we are reaping a whirlwind 6 to 8 months from now. Folks, you must, please, I beg of you, listen to my elite friend who has said some things to me personally. And Dr. Stan, you remember I was on your program on Saturday, and I had just received this email from my elite friend, and I was so moved when I was on your program on Saturday. I had trouble even doing the program. I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but I had trouble because he had said to me some things about what we are facing. And let me know that for the first time, the American dollar is not the petrodollar anymore. For the first time, the American dollar is not the reserve currency of the world. As of the day of the Democratic Convention on September the 6th, the dollar, that should have been the only thing talked about on the floor of the convention. The dollar became second rate. It's worthless to the rest of the world. They don't need it. All right.
And I think it's really important for our listeners to understand that your life savings is mediated in dollars. You have a pension, it's paid in dollars. You have an annuity, paid in dollars. You have an insurance policy, paid in dollars. Maybe you have a $500,000 insurance on your home in case it burns down. That's the average value of a home today. But suddenly when we get new inflationary spiral, it might cost you $2 or $3 million to replace your home, and your insurance policy is still worth $500,000. This will destroy the value of your bonds and of your stocks and of your life savings, of anything you have mediated in dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to hear about this on the regular radio. But understand, the American monetary system is on the verge of destruction. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, it is no longer the petrodollar. It is now the redback, not the greenback. And it should be shouted over every radio broadcast in America. It should be on every telecast. The dollar, well, let me go back to the statement. I have said this on Dr. Stan's program many times. It's in the archives. I was told by my elitist friend, and you've heard it right here on Dr. Stan's program, that I was told that the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. And a number of radio shows recently, when I was invited to be a guest, they would say, Chaplain, do you still stand by that word that your elitist friend said? Well, I positively do. And here's why. Because now that China is saying, we don't need your dollars anymore. Now that SWIFT, oh yeah, they've going to become, they'll take a back seat to Western Union. Now that these things are taking place, you give it 6 to 8 months and you will see it show up in the grocery store, the hardware store, and the drug store. And that statement, the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Now please, keep in mind what they said to me. They did not say the dollar would be non-existent. My elitist friends had said to me the dollar will be dead. And what they basically were saying is the dollar is going to lose so much of its purchasing power. The world doesn't want it anymore. Can you imagine, and Dr. Stan said a moment ago, trillions. And Dr. Stan, I think you're exactly right. When you and I first talked about this off the air, I said billions of dollars will be returning back unused and unwanted, and you said, Chaplain, said Lindsay, I think it'll be trillions, and you know, the more I think about it, but my latest friend didn't say how much would be returned. He just merely said, this is what's going to happen. And I think you're exactly right, Dr. Stan, that will be trillions and trillions of dollars that will be returned back unused, unwanted, and how long does it take to get back? Well, yes, the transaction is made today, but then the dollars sit out there, and the lending institution said, wait a minute, or the bank says, or SWIFT says, hey, I don't need these now. I think I'll return them back to the Fed. And when they return home, it's going to be like chickens coming back home to roost. We are going to feel this 6 to 8 months down the line. Where does that mark as far as what I have said numbers of times in the archives on Dr. Stan's program and other programs? By the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead, not non-existent, but the purchasing power of your dollar is going to diminish to the point that you will wonder how you're going to be able to buy food for your family. Mark my words, when these dollars come home to roost and people don't show up at the Fed to buy the T-bills and the securities that are issued, and the interest on the national debt is paid with those countries showing up and buying our T-bills and Federal Reserve issues, and when they don't show up to do it and the Fed can't afford to buy their own issues any longer, folks down the line somewhere, you must look at the fact of what's going to happen. Now, there's some other things that happened that you must see also. Have you noticed what's going along with this? I mean, within the past few days now, please think back. What has happened to the price of gold and silver? What has happened to the price of crude oil? What happened to the price
of gas? Hold that thought, Lindsay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Lindsay is simply quoting what Mr. Fromm told him several years ago, and that is that by the end of 2012, the dollar would be dead. Now, not non-existent, but certainly it was going to lose tremendous amount of its value because of inflation. And if you believe what the government is telling you, and the government, of course, is made up of experts, And they say figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they get jobs working for government. And if you want to do well, you simply lie to the American people. They tell us that inflation is maybe 1-2%. Well, you go to the store and you look at the price of food. You go to the hardware store and you look at the price of hardware products and plywood. Or you go to the clothing store and look at the price of shirts and other products that have been in the past manufactured overseas. And are you then going to believe what the government tells you? Are you going to believe your lying eyes, which will tell you, obviously, that we are already in an inflationary spiral? But it's going to get a lot worse. It's probably pretty close to 10%, 9-10% now, according to John Williams at shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com. But by next year, well, end of the year, I think you're going to see inflation probably a 15-20%. Remember, we got up, I think, 11 or 12% interest inflation rate back in the year 1980. Fortunately, Paul Volcker was able to raise the interest rates up to about 19% and stop the inflation. We can't do that anymore now because we've destroyed the value of our currency. We've cut these dollars out all across the world, and we can no longer control all those dollars. We should have inflation a long time ago, but we've simply been exporting inflation to other countries. Now, of course, that inflation is coming home here. Those dollars are coming home here. Inflation has nothing to do with rising prices. Inflation is the increase in the value of the currency, the number of currency units out there, and that results in rising prices. And you go and study what happened to ancient Greece and what happened to ancient Rome, what has happened repeatedly in the years intervening, and time and time and time again. They've destroyed the financial stability of a nation and destroyed the nation. And that's what John Adams was talking about well over 200 years ago. They understood then, and that's why, of course, they wanted our currency backed by gold and silver. But the Brotherhood of Darkness has taken over our country, taken over the media, taken over our universities, taken over our foundations, and they control what the American people think. And very few people really understand the seriousness of what Lindsay is saying. Now, will it be by the end of 2012? Well, we'll just have to wait and see whether Mr. Ken Fromm was right. But I will tell you that we've begun our inflationary spiral. And, of course, as Lindsay pointed out, suddenly the price of oil was up this last couple of weeks. The price of gold and silver, gold up $100 an ounce. Did you see that on the front page of your paper? Did you hear Rush Limbaugh talking about it? And, of course, silver's up almost, $5 or $6, something like that, in the last month. We're starting already on the inflationary spiral. Lindsay, pick up the story.
The reason I'm trying to say this to your audience tonight with as much heartfelt and trying my best to help you see it, right now, every person listening to Dr. Stan's program, you have the most golden window of opportunity right now that you will probably ever have in your life. Why? The dollar still has value. It hasn't lost it yet. It's going to. You're going to see it begin to happen. As my elitist friend have told me, you're going to see it begin to happen 6 to 8 months down the line when these greenbacks come home unused, unwanted. But right now, you can still go to the grocery store and buy enough groceries for your family with the money that you make when you worked last week. You can still go and fill up that gas tank with gasoline because you've got just enough to do it and still take care of your family. What I'm trying to say to you is anything that you need to do to prepare yourself for the inevitable, and it's very inevitable. It's not a matter of if there's going to be a financial crash and collapse in the world, but it's a matter of when it's going to happen. And if ever, you have an opportunity right now, while the dollar is still fairly strong, to be able to do what you need to do in order to prepare your household for what's taking place in the world. If there's ever been a time, it is going to be within the next few weeks and few months' time, while the dollar still has a reasonable purchasing power before you see it collapse.
And ladies and gentlemen, basically, you may be a few months ahead of time, but do it, because basically 1 minute after this whole thing has come down, why, it's going to be too late. You may never make a great deal of money, but at least you protect what you have. You protect your life savings. And, of course, this is the thing. Most people are going to get wiped out before this is over. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, here in the Central Coast of California. Well, this is Stan. Right now we have Rich calling from Aromas. Hi, Rich. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Grandpa Liberty. Yes, I do. Reverend Lindsay, I've been trying to talk to you for 4 years now, and I wanted to thank you because I started listening to you on Coast to Coast about 4 years ago, and then on AJ, and then on Grandpa Liberty, and I had some savings bonds, and you started talking about this 3 years ago in 2009. I took them in, and I traded them for metals, and I've tripled my money since I listened to you. And people better wake up to Grandpa and you, because if they don't, they're going to be in big, big trouble. But anyways, you're telling the truth. I wanted to call and talk to you and thank you personally, because you've saved, I'm a single parent, you've saved me and my family major hardship, and I want to thank you so much.
Well, I feel honored that you would call. And I feel honored that you and I have an opportunity to talk for the first time tonight. And I feel honored likewise that God, by his providence, would have allowed me to know these elite years ago, because I had no way of knowing this material.
Lindsay, hold that for just a moment. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, I guess it's Lindsay Williams. We have Rich calling from Aromas to thank Lindsay for getting him into precious metals, and over the last few years, why the value has tripled. I wonder if you've done that well on your investments, but Rich is appreciative of Lindsay's constant warning people what was going to happen. But of course, what Lindsay is saying tonight, I really believe we're going to see a tremendous inroads into the remaining value of our currency as the dollar simply ceases to be the reserve currency of the world. Now you're told this can't happen. There's nothing to worry about. Our dollar's as good as gold. Ladies and gentlemen, our dollar isn't as good as gold. Because, of course, we've printed so many dollars out there. They're all throughout the world being used as reserve currencies. But, of course, when they cease to be used as a reserve currency, those dollars are going to come flooding back into America. And just like a gigantic tidal wave, they're going to destroy everything that lies in their way. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Rich?
Well, the honor is mine, Reverend Lindsay, because you and Grandpa and AJ and sometimes Ghost, or Coast to Coast, I call it Ghost to Ghost, you get on there, and it's amazing. I tell people, And it's like the days of Noah. They don't want to listen. And they go, oh, I'll come to your house. Don't come to my house. You take care of your own family like I'm taking care of mine. But anyways, thank God, and I mean this with all my heart, for Reverend Lindsay, Grandpa Liberty, and his family, and your family, and AJ's family, and Joyce, and the people. But people, it's falling on deaf ears. It's so sad. But keep on preaching, Reverend Lindsay and Grandpa, because we need you guys, and we need the Lord more now than ever.
Amen to that. Thank you very much, Rich. Really appreciate your remarks. And this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But we are on the verge of some very, very difficult times here in America, and you're going to have to make your preparations accordingly. I'm not a financial advisor, but I've been studying this for 50 years, and there is a small group of people out there who want to destroy the value of our currency, impoverish our people so that they can enslave them. And basically, of course, behind this are powerful spirits or forces that I believe are going to bring God's judgment on this sinful nation. Well, before we get to Tony, who's calling us from Michigan, Lindsay, I'd like you to go ahead and get your web page out. How can people get in touch with you and get your material?
Dr. Stan, what that caller just said, can you possibly imagine the love that your audience has for you? He said, Grandpa Liberty, that is such a privilege for him to call you, Dr. Stan Monteith, Grandpa Liberty. I don't know. That moves me. Congratulations. But you know, all of those out there in Dr. Stan's audience, I could not have told you all these things had it not been for Dr. Stan. I'm just a guest on his program. But he's allowed me here to tell you. Now, the elite have said to me, Chaplain, we want you to know these things so you can protect your family. Well, all I do is merely turn around and tell you what they've told me. We just finished producing a 3.5-hour DVD series entitled Secrets of the Elite. It is a mini college education into all the things you need to know about the elite. And then, after I finish with the DVD presentation, I produce a 1-hour and 12-minute CD that you can play in your automobile as you drive down the road. And I beg of you, please listen to the CD first when you get this presentation. Please get it so that you'll know everything that the elite have told Lindsay Williams to do and how to do it and what to do and how to know before the financial collapse is going to take place. Our toll-free number for the Secrets of the Elite DVD presentation, and we will give you the CD along with the Secrets of the Elite DVD presentation. Our toll-free number is 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, 24 hours a day, or our toll-free number, 888-799-6111, Secrets of the Elite, new 3.5-hour DVD presentation with the CD, everything they've told me to do in light of what's going to take place, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're on the verge of some very, very dramatic changes in the structure of our society. Remember, we're having an election. What do you think about this election? What you must understand is the same people are running both candidates, one on the Republican Party, one on the Democrat Party. They control the media, they control our reality, and we go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice to give us the impression that we have the opportunity to change the direction of our nation, whereas exactly the opposite is the case. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into the spiritual forces that control the leadership of both political parties. Because both political parties believe, of course, in internationalism. Both political parties certainly favor the war over there in the Near East and the Middle East. both political parties certainly want America to lead the world into this one world system, but you can't let the American people know that. We have an invisible government, an intellectual and financial elite, who control our country and the countries, the governments of most of the other countries throughout the world. Well, let's go to Tony, who's calling us from Michigan. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Tony, you have a question or comment?
Yes, so Lindsay, you talked tonight about the dollar getting weaker. Well, what should I do before the dollar get any weaker?
The elite, that was one of the questions I asked them, and I'm so glad you're asking that. Mm-hmm. They said to me, they said, Chaplain, you must secure your assets. Now, let me try to explain that if I can.
Mm-hmm.
You must get out of paper. Every mm-hmm. way possible, you've got to get out of paper.
Okay,
anything
so
that, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You must get into tangibles. Now, there are many tangibles that are securing of your assets. A garden in the backyard that's paid for. A roof over your head that's paid for is a tangible. Gold and silver, goodness gracious, look what gold has done. In 3 weeks' time, gold has gone up over $100, as the previous caller said. We've been able to help him over the years, and silver has gone up numbers of dollars. You must secure those assets, get out of paper, and right now, while the American dollar is so strong, is the golden opportunity for you to do something about it.
Okay. All right, anything else, Tony?
Yes. Lindsay, like you said, getting out of paper, get into what, gold and silver?
Well, gold and silver is just one of the things that you can get into. That may not necessarily be the most important thing. I personally know from what the elite have told me that, let me put it this way. Some people oftentimes ask me, why would the elite destroy their own country? And I try to tell them, no, you don't understand. They're not destroying America. They're taking America over. They would like for you to lose your job so your house has to go back to the bank that they have bailed out through quantitative easing 1 and 2. And then they'll turn around and rent you that house back for the rest of your life. The name of the game is control. And I personally, if there was any one thing right now that a person, I would say that a person could do, get a paid-for roof over your head. It is so very important.
Lindsay,
there are many things
what
that you can do.
What if you invested in real estate? What do you do? Is that good?
It depends on what you're getting into. Real estate right now is so, and I think real estate's probably going to lose quite a bit more yet it's over with.
Huh?
I think real estate will be losing some of its value even yet, so be careful when you're buying real estate for investment.
So what do you buy? You said gold and silver. What else? What else? What other assets?
Well, a paid-for roof over your head, a paid-for
automobile.
And don't have anything that's financed, if at all possible.
Okay, fine. Well, I think the biggest thing...
Sam, wait a minute.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, he mean own several automobiles? What is he saying?
I think that, of course, what you really should do is put your money into the things that certainly would allow you to maintain the value of your money. You may not make a lot of money, but you'll at least be able to control the value. Wait a minute, let me finish. The value, certainly, of your holdings. And basically what you want to do is control your home, and you certainly, then of course, you would want to have food readily available, you'd want to have water readily available, you'd certainly want to have various products that you could plant and grow your food on, and then of course you're going to have to try to save your money, and that's a good place to put your money into gold and into silver, and it could be certainly into basically...
But not paper.
Oh, no, you do not want to be in paper. The last thing you want to do is be in paper. You can be in various forms of gold and silver. You could be in regular gold and silver. You could certainly be in gold and silver plants. You could be in palladium. You could be in other, certainly, products. But the last thing you want to do is be just available in money, because the money is going to lose its value as they destroy the value of our currency. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I'll put you tomorrow on our radio. I'll look at you again on the web tomorrow. and listen to it again.
Okay, fine. Tony, I want to thank you so much.
Anyway.
Bye-bye. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you're going to have to make your plans for the very difficult times that are coming. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be difficult times coming, and we don't know what form this is going to take it in. Are they going to be suddenly a nuclear attack on America that's going to wipe out many of our major cities? Is there going to be some sort of other types of attacks that are coming? We don't know what it is, but we do know that the America we have known is going to cease to exist. And certainly the financial structure of America is going to be progressively eroded by these dark, sinister spiritual forces. And it certainly is going to happen intentionally. Our leaders want to impoverish our people so they can enslave them. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Gasoline in the past 3 weeks has gone up 25 cents. Now, the gasoline did not change one iota. It is still 4 quarts to a gallon. It's not the gasoline that's changed. It is the currency that you purchase the gasoline with that has changed its value. Gold, gone up over $100 an ounce in 3 weeks' time. And silver, $3 to $4. Why? It is not the gold or silver. It is still 1 ounce of gold. It is still 1 ounce of silver.
I may be on the radio. Yeah, I
fixed this. Okay, wait a minute. We've got Tim here from Washington. Tim, did you have a question for our guest?
Well, I just wanted to kind of comment. It seems to me that people would want to, especially with money and stuff, they want to like invest in different things. The oldest form of exchange is the bartering system, correct?
That is correct. Right, go ahead.
If people wanted to invest in things like, generators, ammunition, firearms, antibiotics, things like that, people just need to use their imagination, try to figure out.
I think you're absolutely right. You need to have things that other people want, and you're going to have to be able to protect your family with things that you have. I think you should have gold and silver, and I think you should have these other things that you're going to need for survival. And if you have the opportunity and you think it's something that you would be able to trade with other people, because we don't know, but everything appears to me as if we're going to begin to see the breakdown of the structure of society. Now, the elite people, of course, would like to establish a dictatorship in America. Take away our currency, put everything certainly to be managed by computers, but we're just going to have to look and watch and see. And we may very well have to certainly have alternative things that can be traded and dealt with outside of the structure, economic structure that can be set up by the government. Do you have anything else you wanted to say there?
Well, no, I was just kind of commenting on, that lady that was just on that wanted to know how she should invest, and I just want to let her to know that there are so many things that she could invest in that would, they're basically assets that, she could put her money into, just she just think about what.
I think you're absolutely right. Tim, how would you respond to this, Lindsay?
What is so very important right now, Tim, is to realize that the American dollar has not collapsed yet. And whatever you've got that you can afford to put into whatever it is that you know that you need, you've got to do it. And you've got to do it soon. You can't wait. Because when these greenbacks come back home, unused, unwanted, and we've got an opportunity here, a glorious opportunity of a window to do something about it. Take advantage right now of getting everything that you know and you feel and that the Lord leads you to do that you need to make in the way of preparation for your family.
Okay, anything else, Tim, before we let you go?
Well, I was wondering if I could kind of throw something out there. It's in form of a question. What if each one of the states created their own currency or made their own currency and printed $1 trillion.
Well, I think, Tim, right now, of course, the individual states wouldn't be allowed to do that. It's only if there's a breakdown of the central structure in Washington, D.C., that something like that would happen. And the last thing you would want would be the states to print $1 trillion, because that would destroy the value of the currency. we're moving into some very difficult times. And remember, the people in Washington are going to do everything to maintain their control over the money system, because if you control the money, you control the people. Hey, we're going to have to let you go. We have one more caller here, and let's go to John calling from Spokane. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a question for Lindsay.
Yes, John.
On previous shows, you had talked about the reason your elite friends had told you earlier about why they were running oil prices so high, and because Venezuela and Iran needed to make so much a barrel, and they'd run it low and this type of thing. And then what they're doing as far as on one of your shows you mentioned about the reason for the Arab Spring, and of course at the time when you announced it, it was called that, but that the whole idea is to break things down in the Middle East so that then we could break that agreement and eventually drill oil in the United States because of all the oil that's here. I heard on the Neil Bohr show today that he seemed to say, with his guest, whoever it was, that if Romney got elected, they'd open up drilling in the United States. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I have. Look at the Bakken Reserve in North and South Dakota and Montana. Go on YouTube and look up Liberty Rig, which is drilling in Prudhoe Bay. Yes, all this is a part of it.
And okay, so, does that answer your question?
Yes, and it looks like that could create future prosperity for America.
Well, basically, because there are people here who don't want prosperity for America, and they want poor people so they can control them. I hope we're going to have to run, but thanks so much for calling, John. Well, Lindsay, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program here. What's the message you'd like to leave with our leaders, listeners tonight?
One thing, Dr. Stan, above everything else, and I'm sure you've already guessed it, if there's any one thing you do before you make any preparations, before you do anything financially, you must settle eternity. You must know that the Bible is your guide. You must go and look in the Word of God, and I would highly recommend the book of Romans. Go there and find in the Bible that Jesus Christ can give you the hope and the strength that you need. Set your spiritual house in order before you set anything else in order. And once your house is set on the solid rock of Christ Jesus and the Word of God, you will be able to stand whenever all of these things come that are going to take place in America and the entire world. I would highly recommend set your spiritual house in order first, and other things will fall in place, Dr. Stan. And what a privilege it's been tonight to be on your show. And I'm so excited to hear that gentleman call you Grandpa Liberty. You'll forgive me, but from this point on, I think I'll always call you that too, if you don't mind.
Well, I won't mind at all. Anyway, it's always good to have you here, Lindsay. But I think it's so vitally important that people understand that we really are involved with in this spiritual battle for the survival of the Christian civilization. Your parting thought before we let you go?
Well, I would urge you to know how to know whenever the crash is going to take place. Now, I don't have time to get on this program, but I've said it on many others with Dr. Stan. The elite have told me the secret to know a few months in advance before they allow the collapse to take place. And it all centers around derivatives. You need to make a crash course on them so that you will be aware a few months in advance. Not everybody stood in the soup lines in 1929 through 1933. Some people made great fortunes because they knew the Depression was going to take place in advance. You can know a few months before the elite bring about the financial collapse of many of the currencies, if not all the currencies of the world. They have given me the formula as to how to know. And, Dr. Stan, you know what it is. I've given it on your program before. Learn those pointers and be aware of what's taking place and spare your house much heartache. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. God bless, and thanks very much for being with us, Lindsay. Okay, fine. Well, that was Lindsay Williams, and we do hope that you enjoyed our program with him. And I think it's vitally important that you have this information, that you understand we're moving into a crisis situation. It's going to involve oil, but it's going to involve every aspect of society. Well, yeah, this is Dr. Stan, and I certainly hope you enjoyed the program with Lindsay Williams. We carry his book, The Energy Non-Crisis, And we actually have a hit talk he gave before our conference. It's on DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis. We hope that you want to get this and understand how this whole oil situation has been totally contrived. Now, you must understand that behind everything going on is a small group of very powerful and wealthy men, but who control the banking industry and many of our major corporations and our major media. But you must also understand that behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And that's, of course, is why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, and I suggest you get both the book and the DVD by Lindsay William. That's the Energy Non-Crisis, because, of course, they are going to create the economic crisis in America. They're going to create an energy crisis in America. And how they're going to really undermine this country, I don't know. But I think we're in very, very difficult times. And I think they're going to create a crisis here, and whether that's going to be related to an outside attack on America, whether it's going to be related somehow to shutting off the energy to the average individual through an EMP attack. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what that is, or you need to listen to some of our talks we've given on the EMP situation in America, but that's an electromagnetic pulse attack. But this really can be done here, and certainly you could certainly call our 800 number and ask them for the material and information on an EMP attack. But understand that there is an organized effort that wants to destroy this nation. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, you need to get it, and certainly you can either get the book, or you can get the DVD, or you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which is the book, the DVD, and the audio tape that you can listen to several times to begin to understand who these people are and what energizes them, because they're not only energized by a desire for wealth, but there are powerful spirits of forces behind this movement to create a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and basically they want to destroy Christianity, and finally, of course, install the one-world ruler, who is the Antichrist. And this is what most people who talk about this don't really understand, is behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Now, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we hope you'll go there and you'll try to